Good to see all of you today. How's everybody today?
All right. Glad to hear that. I'm pretty good myself.
Okay. You know, on this Sunday, we've invited people who maybe haven't attended this church before to come and try to learn a little bit of what we're about and see how our services go and hope that maybe they'll like what they see and feel some connection with it and want to come and see us again. So that's why we've invited people. This is like our special guest Sunday today. So part of what I'm going to do, I think it might be interesting for them to know some of the things that you learn about in your church school classes. And I can't tell them what every, you know, specific lesson is, each of you do. But I found a little book of poems called I Like Being Me. And I think in some ways they do say a little bit about what we try to, what your teachers try to do in your Sunday school classes. So I'm going to read just a few of them. I can't read the whole book because it's kind of long, but I'm going to read a few, and maybe some of you know about this.
I can't see Mama.
You'll find her in just a minute. Here's one called, I Didn't Believe I Could Do It. I didn't believe I could do it. I was afraid to try. My teacher believed I could do it. And next time, so will I. Here's one about mistakes. Everybody makes a mistake, right? I've made my share. Mistakes can be good. They can help you grow. They can show you what you need to know. So whenever you make a mistake, just say, now I'll try another way. Here's one about making promises that are important to other people. If you make somebody a promise, they're relying upon you to keep it. If I promise to do it, I'll do it. If I promise to go, I'll be there. If I promise to finish, I'll finish. Keeping my word shows I care. We also like to learn about how you treat people right and treat them respectfully and not say call them names. Like this one that says, don't say crybaby. Don't say crybaby. Don't say dummy. Teasing makes me feel so crummy. Falling down can bruise my knees, but words can hurt where no one sees. I think you know that very well. That's another thing we try to learn in our church school classes here is how you treat one another. And also how to care for one another. Here's one called hands. Hands can fight. Hands can scare. Or hands can join together to show they care. So we learn about caring for one another in our classes as well. Well, I got one more for you. And this is about one of the things we want you to do, we want everyone to do, is just to learn to be thankful. Thankful for the world that we live in. Thankful for the people who are a part of it. Be thankful for the things that we can do to help make it a better place. Thankful for the one who's given us this beautiful day and all of our lives to live out. We want to learn about thankfulness. We give thanks in late November, but what about January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and December? The best time for Thanksgiving. Yeah. The best time for Thanksgiving is every day that we are living. So these are some of the things that you learn about with your teachers, and I'm going to let you go and learn about them right now. So.